Every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, the Paraclete, whom I will send to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last Sunday, last little Easter, we have one every week, we were all getting out of Egypt with St. Joseph, remember? And heading up to Nazareth. Well, I discovered that's what happened literally, at least the getting out of Egypt part. The Saudi Arabians, no friends of ours, closed down their embassy in Egypt, in Cairo, because of provocative demonstrations. But of course, they're Mohammedan, so they never made it up to Nazareth. That wouldn't interest them. But it does us. Let me tell you about someone, perhaps one day he will be canonized a saint, who made it out of Egypt. He was an enigmatic character. His name is Charles de Foucauld. He died, I think, in 1916. He was a member of the French Foreign Legion, and it's one of those playboy-turned-priest stories. His life was a life of concentrated and utter selfish sensuality. He had lost his faith in high school. But it ended, that Egyptian period, with a dramatic conversion, which actually took him to Nazareth for a while, where he lived as a hermit. In France, he was ordained a priest, and then he returned to northern Africa, where he had served with the Legion. Now he was a priest hermit, but also a missionary. He wrote a rule for his followers, but they never came. He never converted a single Muslim. They say they are notoriously difficult to convert. And he was murdered by the very marauding Mohammedans whom he wanted to serve. Only years after his death did an order, the Little Brothers of Jesus, grow out of his life's work. As it happened, one of his followers was a famous French traditionalist priest, the Abbé de Nantes, who in turn had a group of brothers who studied very well the Shroud of Turin and wrote about it and the Fatima apparitions, and also Paul VI. He wrote and presented a celebrated Liber Accusationis, the book of accusation against Paul VI for heresy and a schism and apostasy. You and I, who fight that same heresy and a schism and apostasy, and in the meantime, just do our best to live the faith, we might often feel as de Foucauld did feel, that is to say, alone in the desert, getting nowhere. To be sure, should we measure progress, we shouldn't, but should we measure this good and perfect gift we have received from above, should we attempt to measure it in external terms, statistics, numbers, whether for a church or for a family, such fruit is, after all, by its nature, fragile and fickle. It will fall off the tree early or fall off the tree late, but it falls in any case, after the first, the best, the perfect of gifts, which the Paraclete produces in us, the sevenfold gift of the Holy Ghost. Our little children are preparing to receive it at Pentecost, and in time it will in them and in you, he will produce the 12 fruits of his presence, something which is internal, but which you can perceive. It testifies to a changed heart. There are three ways this sevenfold gift may be working in you right now. Think of it. And maybe you've never really noticed it before. One of the most common and comforting fruits of the Holy Ghost in our lives is that he gives us a deeper confidence in God's love. That would be the joy, the peace, the love, the first three of the 12. For example, you're receiving Holy Communion one day, and you know that this is the very body of Christ, the Lamb slain for you. That's the fruit of faith. Or sensing God's presence in prayer. Some word you've said or maybe read in sacred scripture many times before suddenly stops you and fills you with his peace. Indeed, this fruit is growing in our lives, and sometimes we get a sense of it, but it's a flashing shadow. You glance behind you for an instant. We are, though, becoming more peaceful. Maybe you are. Maybe those little setbacks, which used to really set you back, don't so much anymore. You may not have noticed, but those with whom you live appreciate it. Disappointments aren't so shattering. Your behavior is improving. You may be nudging your way to a B+ for the next report card. The Holy Ghost is working in your life. Like, and this is a true story of a married man who comes home from work to find his wife at the end of her rope and the children all rowdy and carrying on. Now, fight or flight was this man's standard M.O. when his temper rose with the family. But instead of exploding at the children or grabbing a cold one and heading for the TV, he was almost surprised to find himself heading to the bedroom for a little time out, and that he should be praying and breathing and praying. Lord, I don't have the strength to deal with this tonight. And then the word or the words came to him. Now, whatever you do, do not raise your voice. He knew it was God speaking to him. Such as St. Bernadette that hears heavenly voices or Joan of Arc. He knew it was God. And so he obeyed. He didn't raise his voice. He kept it calm. And he sort of made the rounds, and he hugged each one of his children good and long, and the toddler love grip he read about in the St. Gertrude Bulletin the other Sunday, why, that sure came in handy. And peace, the fruit of God the Holy Ghost in his own life, spread from him to the wife and to the children. When you find yourself praying your way into patience, that's a sign of progress. And not just in the little things of daily life, loss and great loss, illness and death, the loss of a job and real financial hardship, the loss of a spouse, a child. None of these need rob us of our hope or of our trust in God. He sends his perfect gift, the Paraclete, at Pentecost, but he also sends it, if you ask for it, at every moment of the day to teach us all things. That's the promise today, in every situation. Secondly, let's talk about sin. You're familiar with that, right? At least theoretically. What a gift it is to go to confession and to get free of guilt. Maybe you've been going to confession more lately and getting more out of it than you used to, and maybe this is starting to show. One of the blessings of the last few years is that there usually is a priest sitting in the box, getting kind of warm and stuffy these Sundays, just waiting for you. It's the same Holy Ghost who forgives you, who inspires you to find the magic words every day. You'll need them at least once. I mean, I'm sorry. A simple but a disarming gesture with God the Father or with men. I don't know what's harder to say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. But put them together, and there's a power to soften hard hearts and to solve the insoluble with the slow healing of the Holy Ghost. Your ability to forgive comes from the Father, and it makes you like His Son, like Jesus. Even if you're not there yet, the mere fact that you're thinking about it, well, Friday we had St. Monica, the mother who prayed for how many years for her son's conversion. And at a certain point, Augustine started to think about chastity. And you know what his prayer was, "Make me chaste, O Lord, but not yet." But the mere fact that we want to get to the point of being pure or being able to forgive is a step towards peace, and that is progress. Finally, compassion shown to others. That would sum up four of the 12 fruits: mildness and patience and benignity and long-sufferingness. It's an overflow of Holy Ghost peace in your heart, just as its opposite is a sign there's not much left anymore there. This is exactly what St. James has in mind today. He says, be quick to listen, be slow to speak. The anger of man doesn't work God's justice. So if your first or even second reaction is not, as usual, "Well, don't bother me with that," or "serves him right," but rather that your heart, your stony little heart, actually goes out to a person, or that your prayer goes up, or your hand goes forward to help, that's progress too. That is the paraclete, the advocate, the friend at work, giving you a little bit of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of Mary. We really do need to know that God is doing something in us, as much for our own encouragement as for battling discouragement. And don't forget the giving of thanks. Thanks for every change of heart. Thanks for every improvement in attitude. Thanks for every act of humility you manage to squeeze out. That's the Holy Ghost working in you. So don't let yourself believe, "Oh, God has no plan for me, or if he had a plan, I've messed it up too badly. Look at me, I'm not making any progress." No, you've actually seen some little fruits last time you went back in the garden of your soul to look around. It's the Holy Ghost. He's grafting God's word on your soul. Just receive it with perhaps the most beautiful of the 12 fruits, receive it with meekness, and continue to grow. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.